The state of Washington is proposing tougher regulations for adult family homes. These are residential communities that provide care to the elderly. They're less expensive and less regulated than nursing homes. The planned regulations were the result of a series of reports by the Seattle Times that showed these adult family homes are more prone to patient neglect. The paper documented deaths from suspicious falls, choking, and infections related to bed sores. Michael Behrens is an investigative reporter who wrote the series. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
And why don't you explain just a bit more about what an adult family home is and why a family might choose that over a nursing home?
Well, on paper, an adult family home is a fantastic choice for many seniors. Rather than go to a big box nursing home, why not live in a cozy neighborhood with a small number of people? In Washington, an adult family home can hold only six people. The owners of this home agree to provide board and care for the six elderly or vulnerable people.
And when you started looking at deaths in these adult family homes, what did you find?
Well, what we found is that this fantastic concept has a dark side, and that's the rapid growth of adult family homes. In some cases, the seniors were being treated as financial commodities, bought, sold, and traded. We literally saw ads where adult homeowners would say, you can buy my home for $200,000, but if you want the three people inside it who are just an incredible revenue machine, then I want $150,000 cash only. And what we have found is 236 deaths that indicate neglect or abuse in the homes but were not reported to the state or investigated by law enforcement.
And what indicated that those were the result of neglect as opposed to terrible things that happen as people age?
What we looked for was a matching of the death certificates to the adult family home addresses. And within these death certificates, we found people who were choking to death on their lunch or people who died from terrible pressure sores that were so bad that they exposed the bone and muscle. When we looked at the details on the death certificates, we then asked, was anyone checking into these deaths? And to our surprise, we found that when the elderly die, few people are paying attention.
These adult family homes that we're talking about, even before the new regulations that are proposed, these homes are regulated. They are inspected. What happened?
Well, they grew so fast. There was just a few hundred adult family homes back in the 90s. And then as word spread that any homeowner with just a $50 or $100 license fee, as it is today, could open up an adult family home, many people just flocked to the industry. It doesn't require a healthcare license. You don't even have to have graduated from high school to run an adult family home. And so many, many people did it. And today we have nearly 3,000 of these homes in the state of Washington. Clearly, the regulators just can't be everywhere at every time. And that's when the bad things happen, unfortunately.
And apart from the people who own or run the homes, what about the people who work there? Are they required to have licenses or training of any kind?
No, actually. In many family homes, the caregivers are relatives or family members of the owner of the home. In other cases, they are lowly paid caregivers. We have just seen scores and scores of cases where caregivers were sleeping on couches, living out of closets, paid sub-minimum wage.
Is it possible, do you think, Michael, that there are some egregious examples of bad adult family homes that really skew the numbers here, and that by and large, maybe the system works better for a lot of elderly people than nursing homes would?
Well, undoubtedly, there are many, many great adult family homes. And although we can't quantify how many, I guess, are good, how many are bad, there is a significant proportion that are bad. We have not just cherry-picked a few dozen homes. In fact, we posted a database with our current project of about 100 adult family homes that have been cited for egregious violations within the last few months.
What do the owners of these adult family homes say about the things that you uncovered in this series in the Seattle Times?
You know, I'm in touch with many, many adult family home owners. The good homes applaud the series nervously. They're very uncomfortable with the coverage because they're worried about being categorized altogether. And truly, I think there are just many, many good homes. I've been in the good homes, so I know that for a fact. I think the industry released a statement just yesterday saying that they applauded the Seattle Times efforts and that they are committed to rooting out the bad homes, which they do know are of substantial number within their system.
Okay. Michael Behrens, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Michael Behrens is an investigative reporter with the Seattle Times. You can find a link to his series, Seniors for Sale, at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.